His timing was all wrong. No. Why now? That was all he said for about 30 seconds after he heard the news. 30 full seconds of no, because the situation deserved it. 3 months before, he had been in dire straits. He had no job, no hope, no money, and no chance of getting one. He had interviewed at every business he could find. I'm sorry, we're not hiring now. We'll call you if anything changes. It was like these jobs were calling each other. They had agreed on a specific line that they would deliver each time. At Best Buy, Target, and Outback Steakhouse. I'm sorry, we're just not hiring now. We'll call you if anything changes. At Nordstrom's, P.F. Chang's, and Banana Republic. I'm sorry, we're just not hiring now. We'll call you if anything changes. He was destitute and depressed. Right before the phone company shut off his line, he got a call from Little Snippies, a flea market. He went to work with his head high and his step light. He had a job. He did well, laughed with customers, and encouraged repeat business. His boss thought he was thoughtful and charming. He was given more shifts by the end of the day. Things were looking up. When he got home, he had 47 messages on his machine. We're sorry for the delay, but we would be delighted to hire you now. We're sorry for the delay, but we would be delighted to hire you now. We're sorry for the delay, but we would be delighted to hire you now. We're sorry for the delay, but we would be delighted to hire you now. He stopped listening. Pasta Barn, JCPenney's, Barnes & Noble, Kraft Cutlery, Rue 21, Macy's, Radio Shack, and Pet Supply. The Post Office, Rep Big and Tall, the Museum, and Toys R Us. Every single one.